I'll now hand over to Phil for our third set of news stories.
We'll now go out and about in Norfolk. We have news of Norfolk's least used railway station, increasing tolls for broad sailors, an effort to tackle the Norfolk dental desert, accelerated introduction of paperless tickets on first bus, and high use of the new click and chuck system. Alison will start at her little used railway station.
A mere 5 years ago, it was the least used railway station in Britain. In 2019, only 42 passengers visited the Burney Arms, the most remote railway stop in Norfolk. The station sits in the middle of marshland on a single-line track between Great Yarmouth and Reedham. Consisting of a short platform, a nameplate and a small wooden shelter, it's several miles from the nearest road and accessible only by train, boat or foot. But in the 12 months up to March this year, the stop enjoyed 800 visits. The numbers, released by the Office of Rail and Road, suggest that the station has attracted hundreds of visitors in recent years, precisely because it was named Britain's least used station in 2019. There was a good reason it was that year's quietest station. It was shut. From October 2018 to February 2020, Burney Arms had been closed for re-signalling work.
Boaters are set to pay more to use Norfolk's waterways for another year, despite boat firms calling for the move to be scrapped. The Broads Authority, BA, has revealed plans to increase toll fees by an average of 5.9% for most craft. Diesel and petrol hire boats will see the biggest increase of nearly 10%, but hired sailing boats and electric day boats will not face higher fees as part of a drive towards more environmentally friendly Broads. It follows a meeting of Navigation Committee members who called on the BA to find cuts and savings in its services, rather than putting prices up to 12%, which the authority says it needs to do to cover increasing costs.
The bid for a dental school to end a crisis which has left people in Norfolk unable to see dentists has been given a major boost. Plans for a new dentistry school at the University of East Anglia have been discussed in the House of Lords, with health ministers encouraging the bid. And Norfolk councils are about to agree to pump £1.5 million into the creation of the building at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which would house the school. East Anglia is the only region in England that does not have such a training school. Critics say this has contributed to the region being branded a dental desert, with NHS dental treatment off-limits to many. The Norfolk and Waveney area has the worst ratio of NHS dentists to patients in the country, with just one for every 2,776 people.
A new paperless payment ticket system could be fast-tracked for city buses after crisis talks were held with a city MP. Norwich North MP Alice MacDonald sat down with bosses at First Bus to discuss ways to improve the service after months of customer backlash. People had reported multiple incidents regarding the company's Revenue Protection Officers, RPOs, throwing people off buses and their confrontational way of dealing with passengers when inspecting tickets. Now the timeline for a new digital ticket system could be sped up to remove the need for paper tickets altogether. The bus firm says that the officers are regularly monitored and no evidence has been found that they have behaved inappropriately.
Almost 5,000 people booked to visit Norfolk's tips in the first 4 days of the new click and chuck system, requiring timed slots to get rid of rubbish. Norfolk County Council introduced a system whereby people have to pre-book 15-minute slots to take rubbish and recycling to its 18 recycling centres. A spokeswoman for the council said that people were finding the system quick and simple to use and were turning up at their allotted time. But critics slammed the move, which follows a decision to shut recycling centres on Wednesdays, saying that it will discourage people from recycling and trigger a fly-tipping surge, a claim County Hall has rejected.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Applin. David Potten and Jane Pratt are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.